Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. My name is Brandon Ginden, and I'm the senior pastor at Real Life Ministries Texas, and I am here with my ministry partner and my good friend, Lori Arnold.
Hey friends.
And we are in the middle of a series on the armor of God. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the shoes, the boots, or as my oldest daughter used to say when she was little itty bitty, my boops. Every time I hear the word now, the rest of my life, that's what I hear. And we have been in this series and talking about what it looks like in real life to put on this armor. And so we're just grateful to have everybody joining in with us today. And my hope, especially with this part of the armor, is that each person that listens is able to really come away with some very practical things about what does this look like when it pertains to the gospel and us standing firm in what the Word of God says in our own walk with Jesus. And so that's kind of the hope on this. If you have missed any of the other episodes, that you would go back and listen to those. As again, each week we have been building on the armor of God, and it all started with the belt of truth and how the armor ties into this belt and how important truth is, that we start with God's truth. And so we're going to move on to the shoes, the readiness of the gospel. And so I'm going to read this again. We've done this each week, and I'm going to move into verse 15. And so we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and we will read through verse 15. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to be looking at these shoes that bring us this readiness given by the gospel and the gospel of peace. And when I read that, Lori, I think that it's interesting that this terminology of the gospel of peace, mm-hmm. yet we are in the middle of war. According to the scripture, that we're in a spiritual battle, that we're standing firm in it. And Paul is giving this description of a Roman soldier that is in a battle, that's in this, you know, we can imagine them kind of being in the line, you know, with other soldiers, and they're standing firm in the middle of this war or battle. But yet the shoes are, the word that's tied to them is peace. And so, you know, what that brings to my mind is this is a type of peace that comes only from the gospel in the midst of war.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, these two things are not contradictory. It is to understand that when we are in the middle of this fight, we're not fighting against the person, against a person.
Right.
The non-Christian person is not our enemy. The person that disagrees with us politically is not our enemy. We're not at war with them. There is a spiritual war going on.
Yeah.
But yet in the midst of it, because of the shoes that we're wearing from the gospel, we are at peace.
Yeah.
And so maybe let's start there for you. When you think about this issue of putting on the gospel, the shoes that bring this readiness of peace, what are some of the thoughts that come to your mind?
Yeah, well, the gospel of peace. I think we're at peace because we are at peace with God. We are at peace with him. And so we're on the same team.
Yeah.
You know, we're not fighting alone. We're not fighting him. We are not, you know, we're not fighting against him. We are with him, because that is what the gospel brings. That's mm-hmm. what the gospel gives us, is peace with God.
Yeah.
So that's how I have, how I view this one. And so no matter what our circumstances are, when we have those boots or boops mm-hmm. or shoes on, we're at peace because we are at peace with God. So ultimately, like, fear not, you know, oh, it's almost Christmas time. I think it might be after Christmas whenever, this airs. I can't remember, but I think about, is it Linus?
Yeah.
When he, fear not. I just thought of his little sweet voice. Okay. Sorry. I squirreled.
You squirreled. You
it's
did.
Fine.
That's okay.
It's fine. But yeah, that's what I think of when I think of the gospel of peace and how important it is that we put on those shoes.
Yeah. The other term is this principle of readiness that the gospel gives us a readiness so that we're prepared. We're prepared for action. We're prepared for what comes at us. And when I think about, okay, if I understand, you know, in our church, we talk a lot about the gospel in our mm-hmm. church, and it's important to understand, well, what is the gospel? The gospel, the good news of Christ, is that he is the king. The kingdom is here. His sovereign reign and rule is here. Mm-hmm. That he is going to, that he died for us, that he resurrected from the dead, that he has paid the price for our sin, that he has made the way for us to have relationship, as you said, that we are at peace with God. Our response, the imperative response to the gospel, is that we believe, we put our trust, our allegiance in him, that we repent from our sin, we repent from our ways, and we put repent from allegiance to self, to where we're putting that in him, and we follow him.
Yeah.
And so when we understand that that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is a readiness that comes because we know we're at peace. So now I'm ready to kind of fight. I'm ready to withstand what's going on around me. So mm-hmm. I don't have to believe the gospel of the world. I can believe the gospel of the scriptures and know Jesus is king.
Yeah.
That whatever's going on around me, that he is king. He is an authority. That helps me to be prepared and stand firm mm-hmm. in what I know to be true. I'm not shaken or knocked off of the path. I'm not separated out and on my own alone out in the middle of the battlefield.
Yeah.
And so maybe now let's talk about that part of readiness, like with the gospel. How does that help you kind of get ready for the battle, get ready for what the world may throw at you? You know, you've got your belt on, the breastplate's on. We talked about that on the last episode about protecting ourselves from being entangled in the world. So now we got these shoes on, our boots on, and that are dug in, and we're ready to stand firm. So how does that gospel help you kind of be ready, the readiness of what the world might throw at you?
So no pun intended, but it's what we stand on. You know, mm-hmm. I know we stand on the gospel. Everything that we do, our lives stand on the gospel. The reason you talked about the response, you know, it's because we respond in the way that we do. I choose to live in the way that I do because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know what, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm like, you know, this is really neat. So it doesn't matter. Like, I could be fully armored with wearing everything but the shoes.
Yeah.
But if I go out and it's muddy and it's slippery, or remember that hill we had to climb that one time that was like a mountain to me. Like if it's rocky.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to withstand it.
Yeah,
it
doesn't. You're worthless.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't matter if I have on all these other things, I don't have these shoes, and I looked up pictures, y'all might want to do it too. It's really fun. But of what Roman soldiers actually wore, and they all had spikes on the bottom.
Yeah.
And they weren't just like regular, like soccer cleat kind of spikes. They were legit spikes to help you stand firm. And if you weren't wearing those, I was picturing myself, first of all, I would not be fighting, but I could picture myself like I don't even like to walk on grass. It's got like little bitty sticks in it, or possibly a bug or a sticker bury or whatever you want to call them, because everybody calls them something different. But I can have on everything else up top, but if I don't have those shoes on, I am worthless.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been sitting here. You may have noticed my face just sitting here kind of like pondering, but that's what I've been thinking about.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, to think about that, we're going to slip, we're going to fall down. We can't, if we needed to run, you can't, you know, if you're especially trying to run across the rocks, that's not going to work, slipping in the mud, all of those things. And when you were talking about that, it made me think of, you know, over the years I've had the opportunity to, because of my girls playing softball and just being in sports and going all the way back as a kid through shot put in high school and shot put and discus. And I played football and basketball. In any of those sports, it doesn't matter the sport, that if your footwork, your feet are not like good, like you don't have a stable base, you don't have, you know, in football, there's a very specific type of shoe you wear, you know, in track, there's a very specific type of shoe you wear, basketball, so on. And those are designed to help you perform well in that sport. And if you don't have them, you're not going to do as well. And so I'm just thinking about that. Like that just translate right to what this scripture is talking about. You don't have a good feet and a good base and your feet under you. You're not going to hit a ball well. You're not going to shoot a basketball well. You're not going to perform in a sport or doing anything in life. Right? Like if I don't have my feet under me, it's where I get injured.
Yeah.
If I try to lift something really heavy and my feet aren't good, you know, I can hurt myself.
Yeah.
I think all of those things apply, that it starts from the kind of the ground up, like thinking about that. And I think that's so true. If we don't have good feet, meaning like the right shoes, which is the gospel. So if we substitute in an improper or incorrect gospel, and this is what Paul's talking about in Galatians, like, no, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't bring in some other worldly gospel, because now you have nothing to stand on. Right. It just kind of falls apart.
Yeah.
I kind of think about the scripture when Jesus talks about building our house, our home upon the rock, standing on the rock. There's just this principle of standing firm and having a solid foundation, and that allows us to be ready, the readiness to be able to respond and react to whatever's going on in life. And so maybe kind of some of the thoughts on that, Lori, about, you know, beyond, okay, you have the shoes on, how do you now, you know, does that help you respond in life, help you be ready for what life might throw at you?
Definitely, like understanding, having an understanding of the gospel, I'm able to confidently move forward in Christ. So, I mean, anybody knows, like anytime I have to use words other than singing, you know, I get nervous. But right before I actually have to do it, it goes away because I give it to God, because I know like he has called me to do this. It's with his strength that I am doing the thing. So I don't even have to worry. So, that's how it impacts me directly and practically in that way. You know, I am able to march forward. I am able to stand the fight because my confidence is in him, and I am at peace with him. I have an understanding of the gospel. I believe it, you know, and because I believe it and I have submitted my life and surrendered my life to him and his way, I'm able to move forward with confidence and to stand firm and to stand tall and strong and be bold, you know, and I'm not saying that always comes easily. You know, sometimes that is tough. Sometimes it is scary to have hard conversations with people, and especially if you feel like they are rejecting you. But once again, we're remembering that this is not about us. God says it in his word, you know, they're rejecting me.
Yeah.
You know, right. So we're doing this, like we get to join him in his mission and his work, and he's right there giving us everything that we need.
Yeah, that's really good. I think a part also that I would, when I think back about like through not just my life in ministry, but my own like just walk with Christ. And I think I like your term, being able to march forward. Like it feels like in my own walk, like as life has went on, it gets, as you take steps of faith, there's just greater and greater steps of faith. I don't know if this analogy works, but maybe it's like, we once were kind of walking in fields, then it turned into hills, and now it's turned into mountains. And the importance of those shoes that are underneath your feet grows.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not that they've that the gospel changed. It's just how important it is.
Yeah.
And so my thought about that is, people have asked me this question, Brandon, how is it you've had, you know, have this faith that to plant a church and us moving from Idaho, you know, where all of our family was, and moving to Texas and planting a church and, you know, navigating the all of the things that that means and navigating the issues when the girls were in the car accident or navigating, and, you know, we adopted our son, all of those different things in my life that have been huge steps of faith and trusting and standing firm.
Yeah.
Is, you know, how did I get there to that place? And I just, I come back to, I think like what you said, it started by, I've got to stand firm in the gospel. I know that Jesus is King, that his kingdom is here, his sovereign reign and rule. He took care of my greatest problem, sin issue. And I just got to trust and follow him.
Yeah.
And it's not to oversimplify it, but in some ways, like going up this hill, like he was faithful yesterday.
Right.
I don't understand what I'm doing, but I got to trust him keep going. And so that's just been a huge part for me in my own walk and thinking about, well, it's those shoes I'm walking in.
Yeah.
And that's been so important. So maybe for you, what's that been like? I mean, in your journey, walking with him and trusting him, how important the gospel has been for you to stand on?
Yeah. You talked about oversimplifying, and we definitely don't want to do that. And I feel like that's actually what has been happening so much for years. A lot of people, and that's why I thank God that we have, even in our own church, that we have a unified definition, and my kids are able to tell you what the gospel is, you know, having the understanding of it. It's so much deeper than just that, than just having an understanding like of what it means. Like, yes. But it's deep. It is deep. And his love for us is deep. His love for me and what he did. And the fact that Jesus is King, you know, that's a big deal. I am walking with the King. I am walking with the King's authority.
Yeah.
I am walking in his righteousness.
That's good.
You know, that's the part that I'm talking about. Like when I finally understood that, really understood that, and took ownership of that belief, I live differently. I am able to do these hard things that I feel are hard anyway, that God has called me to do. I am able to walk in them because he is King. Like, that is a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and I am able to trust him, like you said, because of what he's done before, and he is King. And he is in full control, even though I feel out of control. Mm-hmm. I'm able to stand firm because even though I may waver, he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, so it's life changing, really, really understanding like the gravity, like of the gospel. Yeah. And the peace that it does bring, and the reconciliation, the restoration of relationship between us and God, our Father. That is, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
The big deal.
It's huge. That's so good. I love how you tied all of that together. And, you know, it made me think of, you know, there's just an element that we have to understand that we are living it out ourselves in our own life and trying to walk this out. But at the end of the day, like I'm giving a picture of this. I'm modeling what this looks like to my kids, to the guys that I'm discipling, that they're watching in my life. I mean, to kind of go with the analogy, they need to see how I put those shoes on.
Yeah.
They need to see how I walk with those shoes on, how I keep my feet under me as this being the gospel of peace that helps me be ready, that I'm not leaning on my own gifts or understanding. I'm standing firm in the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I think that part of understanding that is just so important. And, you know, everybody that's listening to this episode, that you kind of get a hold of that and going, okay, I'm going to stand firm in the gospel, not my own understanding, not what the world says. I'm going to stand firm and be ready to tackle what the world may throw at me. Yeah. And so those are just some things I really hope that everybody takes away today. Well, we're just grateful. And Lori, that was, I loved how you tied everything together there at the end. And we look forward to everyone being on our next episode and hearing as we take a look at the next incredible piece of armor and walking through the armor of God and looking at the shield and the helmet and the sword and all these things that are coming up. So God bless you all.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.